Pipe Network presents.
Hi, I'm Sting Lacson.
And I'm Rachel.
And you're listening to
the Couch Tomato Podcast.
Okay, so this time we'll be reviewing
The Batman
2022.
Like the Arneo. Arneo pala. The Arneo.
Orny.
The Batman. Sorry, The Batman.
This is the latest reboot. No, sorry. Is this a reboot? This is the latest iteration of the cinematic Batman.
I guess you can call it a reboot kasi yung kay Ben Affleck is different.
Oh. So, this one is directed by Matt Reeves and it's written by Matt Reeves and Peter Craig based on characters created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger.
Ito na lang ata kumigita sa ano eh, sa DC. Alright, I think this is their cash cow anyway.
Oh. So it stars Robert the Bats. Our Bats. Robert Pattinson. Hindi, di ba? Ano yun eh? Fan name eh.
Okay, kasi he was a vampire and now he's a Batman. Okay, fine.
Fans ang gumawa ng nickname na yun. Okay.
Okay, Zoe Kravitz.
Jeffrey Wright.
Colin Farrell.
Paul Dano.
John Turturro.
Andy Serkis.
Peter Sarsgaard.
Barry Keoghan.
Superstar studded.
Among others, no? Okay, to start the discussion, I'd like to say na although Marvel has the more lucrative stable of ano IPs, intellectual property, no? Parang Batman is cinematically yung pinakamalalim for me. Kasi they had a head start na yung...
Dami na.
Oh.
Anong sabi mo dati? It's like the Hamlet of ano?
Oh, of superheroes.
Hamlet tama ba? Oh,
yeah. Oh. Yung Marvel now, sila yung parang, like sinasabi ni Scorsese na amusement park ride version ng movie.
Okay.
Which is ginawa na nung Batman before, nung panahon nila, Jim Carrey, si Jim Carrey yung Riddler.
Diba? So now they're grounding their superhero, ganun.
Oh, and this began with Christopher Nolan. No? So game changer talaga for me si Nolan. Yung tone na ginamit niya for the Dark Knight trilogy.
Which is sort of the same here.
Oo.
Very grounded. Except, kay Nolan playboy si ano, Bruce Wayne eh.
Mm.
Flamboyant and shit. Dito, parang, wala. He'd rather be Batman than...
Oo. Actually, yung setting nito, this reminds me of ano, yung isa sa mga pinanood ko na Batman sa HBO. By the way, sa listeners no, kung hindi nyo alam yung HBO Go, sobrang daming Batman doon, yung mga animated.
Because it's Warner.
As in, sobrang dami. And then, yung napanood ko recently, Batman Year One, ang title. Search sa HBO Go. No? It's a,
is this live action?
Hindi, animated.
Oh, see.
So, yung Batman Year One, it's ano, parang kakastart pa lang niya maging Batman. So, it's his first year as Batman. So, yung mga police galit pa sa kanya. Parang ganito yung ginawa ni Matt Reeves na
second year na siya
dito. Second year na siya. Oo. So parang yung earliest, di ba yung dito yung police parang freak. Tawag sa kanya, freak. Kasi hindi pa sila sanay sa na may vigilante. So parang bago pa lang sa mundo ng Gotham na may masked vigilante. No? So yun yung
hindi pa nila alam na kung kakampi siya.
Oo. And yung serious tone na grounded, di ba? Started with Dark Knight Trilogy. No? Tapos tinakay din ng ano, ng Man of Steel, di ba si Henry Cavill, yung Zack Snyder version, he tried to do na Nolan tone eh. Pero Superman kasi is not a realistic character, unlike Batman.
Yes, that's my main issue with DC superheroes eh. They're so hard to reach compared to Marvel. Na, for example, Spider-Man, nireview pala kami
ng
Spider-Man No Way Home. So, please check,
yeah,
it out.
Check it out.
Anyway, for example, Spider-Man, he's just your average teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became a superhero. And then, if you look at ano, Marvel, si Iron Man is a businessman. Iron Man is like Batman, but...
Oh.
Diba? Ito na, si Batman na. Kasi si Superman, alien. Si Wonder Woman, ano ba, Amazona, tama ba?
Mm-hmm.
Superpowers din. This Green Lantern is so out of this world naman.
Yes.
Diba? Yun yung mahirap sa DC eh. Kaya siguro mas relatable ang Marvel. Pero, there's this Batman who, sige, hindi tayo makarelate na billionaire tayo kasi hindi naman. Pero siya na yung pinaka, I think it's as close as we can get. But I don't know the whole DC catalog, forgive me, but I think Batman is the most, as you said, lucrative, but also the most medyo pwede mong i-ground talaga.
Oo. Actually, if Marvel decides to do the Christopher Nolan tone or approach sa movie, no, si Iron Man yung pinaka babagaya ng ganun.
But why?
Hindi, what I'm saying is, ano, kasi realistic si Iron Man eh. Wala siya superpower, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Si Black Widow din, wala. Ano yun, no?
Oo,
si
yun,
Hawkeye
yung mga
din.
Ganun characters.
Dami nilang ganyan.
Pwede nilang gawin yung ganitong approach. Pero,
but it's more fun to be.
And then for me, pag fantastic na yung character mo, either alien or may superpower na.
Panindigan hindi, mo na, di ba?
Oo, hindi mag, like yung Man of Steel, it worked on some level na may, kasi may tatay si Superman, may nanay siya, di ba? Pero alien siya. So, yung ganung ano, yun na palabas nila na realistic. Pero, pag lumilipad na, parang hindi na realistic kasi. So, yun. Dito, kinontinue ni Matt Reeves yung ganung approach. And, ang ganda nung version nila ng Riddler dito and Penguin for me.
Actually, lahat ng yung, di ba, niname natin na actors kanina.
Oo.
They all delivered like super performances. Actually, hindi kasi ako masyado excited sa DC to be honest. But I like watching DC movies naman. Yung son kasi namin, in case you listeners haven't listened to our other episodes, yung mga inputs ng teenager namin more really sa Marvel. As in, hindi siya sumasama sa amin manood ng DC sa sinehan. Ganun siya ka uninvested sa DC. Although he knows. But when I found out na, because I know it's gonna be nice naman. I mean, I know it's not the Snyder version or the Gambi version, di ba? Parang ang dating is the Joker type. Yung Joker ni Joaquin Phoenix. So that in itself, sold na ako. Pero mas na-excite ako nung nalaman ko na si Paul Dano ang mag-play ng Riddler.
Yes, oo.
Kasi parang to me, I don't really see him in movies na tang. Di ba? I don't remember him in any movie na hindi maganda or hindi award-winning at some level. Di ba?
Actually, yung ano din eh, yung kung manonood kayo ng YouTube mga interview ni Paul Dano about,
nagulat nga ako nag-YouTube. I mean, nagpo-promote pala siya.
Yung may mga anecdote siya na kinwento about wearing the mask ng Riddler. Basta parang yung mask kasi ni Riddler doon,
duct tape,
tapos parang may butas lang sa ilong. So basta may
may ano, cling wrap.
Oo. Yung, hindi, yung unang version yung cling wrap eh.
Tapos hindi siya makahinga.
Oo, tapos sinuggest niya yata na pwedeng wag na lang cling wrap. Parang yung ganong costume na Riddler, that's totally new to me. Ewan ko kung sa comics may ganong version ng Riddler, no? Pero ang kinalakihan kong Riddler.
Ikaw lang.
Parang green yung suit.
The comics may version.
Oh, may mga question mark na design.
Si ano? Jim Carrey.
Oh, yung naka-tights na ano.
Which he did good naman considering the way the script, you know, wrote Riddler. It's really parang comics talaga.
Pero ang galing nung ano, no? Yung parang serial killer.
It's so
plot.
Nice. It's ano, it's a refreshing take on the Riddler. Kasi pag Riddler, parang joke time, di ba?
Oo, oo.
Tapos ito, seryoso.
Parang, ano yun? The Zodiac Killer?
Yes.
Parang ganun yung,
I think ano yun yung pattern.
Oo, yun siya bilis. Oo.
But you have to be blown away with, ano, with Colin Farrell's The Penguin.
Mm-mm. Nung na nga, hindi ako naniniwala si Colin Farrell yun. Kasi hindi
mo siya makikita. I mean, di ba usually pag naka-prosthetics, titingin ka sa mata, makikita mo yung tao eh.
Oo, siya hindi rin, no? Hindi,
oh,
hindi
wala,
rin,
eh. Hirap eh.
Mayroon pa nga ako nabasa na tinry niya yan eh, nung he went to Starbucks in full makeup.
Wala nakakalala sa kanya.
Pero tinitingin kasi parang ang pangit niya. Parang tumitingin sa mukha niya kasi parang pangit ito. Pangit. Pero,
he's so good na he was given a mini-series in HBO.
Oo. Actually, gusto ko yung Penguin ni ano, Tim
it's
Burton.
It's grounded. Ay?
Hindi. Yung una, ganito ka. Yung una, nakapanood ko Tim Burton.
Sino to? Si ano?
Danny DeVito. Oh, di ba? Parang,
well, comics din yun.
Grotesque na web pa nga yung kamay ata. Parang ganun. So, nagustuhan ko yung Penguin niya kasi parang darker
yes,
version
very,
ng...
Oh.
Di ba yung Penguin sa dating ano, yung naka-top hat tapos parang nag-smoke na mahabang ano.
The umbrella.
Oo, oh, so yung umbrella. So, yun yung Penguin before. Tapos, nung Tim Burton Penguin, parang naging dark. Nagustuhan ko yun. Tapos, etong Penguin na to, parang, oh, ito, realistic to. Meron din actually magandang Penguin sa ano.
Saan?
Yung series na Gotham, yung Penguin na parang goth na...
Si Tim Burton ba si ano? Si Michael Keaton?
Oo. Oh, si Michelle Pfeiffer yung Catwoman niya.
I like that Batman. I like that Batman.
Yun, maganda
I mean, before Nolan introduced yung grounded na Batman, oh. Tsaka more modern. I like that Batman.
Ako din, nagustuhan ko yun. Kasi yung mundo ni ano yun, eh, Tim Burton yung parang...
Eccentric.
Oo, na baliw na dark. Kasi goth yung itsura niya. Tim Burton, yung mukhang goth. Parang gulo yung buhok. Tapos, yun, nagustuhan ko yung ganang take ng Penguin. Pero nung nakita ko itong si Colin Farrell, ang realistic naman ng Penguin na to kasi hindi pandak. Di ba? Parang he's a normal height na
but
person.
But he's ano, he's big, I mean, fat.
Oo. Pero hindi siya pandak kasi usually short yung penguin eh. Pati sa comics before.
He only walk like a penguin nung naka-tie yung hands niya. Yun yung feet.
Yun yung pang reference nila sa penguin, di ba?
Even si Peter Skarsgård, sobrang minimal nung role niya. I mean, hindi siya villain, but nung nagpa-panic siya nung he's gonna get blown up, parang, well, he is a character actor and a great one at that. But, sold na sold talaga yung fear niya eh.
Oo.
Yung panic tsaka yung fear niya.
Yeah. Again, hindi ako familiar sa comic book storylines, no? Pero gusto ko malaman kung meron talagang storyline na yung si Selina Kyle, si Catwoman, was, di ba, illegitimate child siya ni Falcone?
Si John Turturro, I was, it's nice to see him
in a non-comedic role.
Yeah. I keep waiting for him to, you know, crack a joke. But it's nice to see him in a non-comedic role.
Actually, nag-serious role na siya before. Yung The Night Of, si Riz Ahmed.
Ano siya dun?
Siya yung lawyer.
Ah, yeah.
Yung role dapat ni James Gandolfini na namatay siya. So, pumalit siya kanina si
John
Turturro.
Yeah, I remember.
So, I think
but
before
still,
pa.
I think when I see John Turturro, I'm...
Kasi nakakatawa yung mukha niya.
Hindi. Kasi...
yung memorable roles niya is sa comedy.
Not to say na he doesn't do well pag hindi comedy yung role niya.
But actually, being Italian-American, no, parang automatic shoe-in na dapat siya sa...
Bakit wala siya sa Sopranos?
Hindi ko alam bakit, honestly. Pero... we also have a review of The Sopranos, no? Check nyo rin. Anyway, so, kasi si Carmine Falcone, Batman villain talaga yan eh. And, nandun siya sa ano, sa Nolan version, di ba? Pero, parang yung dito, illegitimate child niya si Catwoman. Hindi ko alam kung nasa comics yun. Pero, it would be interesting.
It's an origin story for Catwoman, for Zoe.
So, I wonder kung totoo yun kasi, ang ganda ng interrelationship nila. Parang Catwoman is not just someone na parang, oh, you want to dress up like a cat and rob people. Parang may pinanggalingan siya na parang this ano, you know,
meron siyang hugot.
Oo. So, mas maganda yung Catwoman ngayon na ano, yung may psychological ano na alam mo saan siya lang galing.
Oo, compared sa nabaliw lang si Michelle Pfeiffer.
Meow. Si Anne Hathaway, di ba? She was also supposed to be Catwoman sa ano.
She was a robber.
Pero she's a burglar, no? Cat burglar.
Burglar. Sorry, not robber.
She's a cat burglar na ano. So, pero she wasn't really named as Catwoman there, di ba?
Ano lang? Costume lang? Implied ba?
Pero, so si Anne Hathaway, di ba? Cat burglar siya. Tapos, parang... yun lang, cat burglar siya. Pero wala siyang, bakit siya nagnanakaw? Unlike dito. Baka nga kasi it's an origin story, no? Kaya,
oo. Kaya mas nakarelate
ka. Oo, nakarelate ako sa ano ni Catwoman.
Nakarelate ka? Ikaw hindi, talaga?
Hindi. As an illegitimate child, no? Hindi. Na babae, na black. Hindi, hindi. Ano, meron siyang impetus or ano, reason, raison d'être in French. Reason to be. Which is, okay, from birth pa lang, meaning yung illegitimacy niya. So, doon ang gagaling. And, ang galing. Although si Riddler, hindi nabigyan ng ganung ano. Well, parang serial killer siya, pero...
No, I think si Riddler, para siyang si... If you think about it, para siyang si Mysterio. Sorry for the MCU reference. Yung parang neglected employee. Ganon siya eh.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or imagine na lang, meron sa gobyerno ng employee, tapos alam niya yung mga katiwalian ng gobyerno. And then, probably he got, ano, laid off? And then, you know, I mean, ganun yung take ko sa kanya. I mean, if you're looking for a reason why he's doing that, I think that is that.
Okay.
And I don't think he became the Riddler like Selina Kyle became Catwoman. Parang, he became the Riddler because he likes puzzles. Parang feeling ko, ikaw, kung magiging superhero ka or villain ka, hindi naman ikaw ang magbabansag sa'yo eh. It's the media who gives you the titles.
Ah, yes, yes.
Oh. The moniker.
Hmm. Now, I guess si ano pala, being the villain, mas ano, mas hindi siya susunod sa rules of logic na...
True.
Diba? Parang si Joker na Heath Ledger, diba? Hindi siya susunod sa rules of logic na. So, he's just evil like that. Diba? So, parang may mga ganun ano. That makes Selina Kyle not a villain. Actually, parang...
No, she's ano, she's not... Yeah, well, I like the relationship here. Parang flirty na allies, but not really.
Uh-huh.
But this is what you get. Yung buo yung character, hindi siya one-sided.
Uh-huh.
Hindi siya bad guy or good guy.
Yes, gray.
She,
gray.
Yeah, she's kind of both.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Malay mo, sa next movie, nakakontrata pala sila na trilogy.
Ah, okay.
So, that's I mean, but... Hindi pa alam kung gagawin yung next. Although, you should stay after the end credits. But you will only get ano, a website. And thanks to the internet people, I don't have to decipher it on my own. May sagot na lang. So yeah, maybe there's a part 2. I mean, contractually, they can do it. But hindi pa yata nila alam kung mag-go.
Hi, I'm GP, and I'm a first-time dad. Join me in my new podcast about my parenting journey, where I discuss things that brand new or expecting parents should know. Check out First Time Dad on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other major podcast platforms.
So speaking of realistic, no, yung Batmobile niya. Actually, yung lahat ng Batmobile, hindi realistic, except nung naging tanke siya doon sa Christopher Nolan.
It's not even reachable.
Oo, pero yun yung pinaka, okay, Batmobile. Kaya pala kasi high-tech na ano.
Oo.
Pero yung mga old Batmobile kasi mahaba. Parang maraming mga ano doon na...
Kotse pa rin naman sila.
Hindi, maraming people sa internet na nagsabi before na physically hindi yan yung parang mga car expert na ganong kahaba yung Batmobile, hindi yan mamamaneuver sa streets ng Gotham ng maayos. Basta may mga ganon sila na ano, hindi daw physically realistic. Like ko na yung okay. Spaceship to sa Star Wars, hindi daw talaga makakalipad. Basta mga ganon, parang may nagninitpick ng ganon
okay,
sa
daming time.
Previous Batmobiles.
Okay.
Nasabi ko lang.
Okay.
Pero nung yung Batmobile ni Nolan, yung Tumblr, napangakap yung Lego set na ano.
Please, regaluhan nyo na po
yes,
siya.
Please.
Hindi ko po siya bibilan ng Lego.
If like 20 people give 1,000 pesos each, I can afford the Lego Tumblr set, no?
Bumibili so, ako ng Lego para sa anak ko, pero hindi para sa'yo.
20K kasi isa. Anyway, yung parang nung nakita ko yung Tumblr, oh, this is the most realistic, ano?
It is a good Batmobile.
Oh, pero nung nakita ko itong ano, parang sabi siguro ni Matrix, na tayo magpanggap na ano, totoong kotse na lang, na-astig. So, use the muscle car.
Yeah, tunog pa lang eh.
Oo. So,
of course, ano, meron siyang mga modifications. So, it looks scary.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear the sound, it's a Mustang or a muscle car or something.
Parang after this nga, yung Batman ni Nolan, parang hindi na gano'ng realistic yung kay Nolan pala. No? Ito, yung kay Matt Reeves yung pinaka-realistic na Batman. Dahil sa kotse pa lang. galing na naisip mo, ha? Na...
No, but when you think about it, yung characterization ni Batman here, ni Bruce Wayne, tsaka ni Bruce Wayne dun kay Nolan, feasible naman.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi dun, ano siya eh, mayaman naman siya, no, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Tas, mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it as a whole, bumabagay naman sila. Yung kotse ni Robert Pattinson here as Batman at saka yung Tumblr. Tumblr ba? Tama ba ang sabi ko?
The Tumblr.
No, yeah. Tumblr ni ano Christian Bale.
Mm. Again, about the realism ng ano, Batman. No? Yung eye makeup. Gusto ko rin bring up yung eye makeup. No? Kasi, kung totoong ikaw si Batman, di ba, suot mo yung mask. Pag sinuot mo yung mask, may makikitang skin dun eh.
Siyempre, you have to blacken that out.
Oh,
you have
to cover na para mas nakakatakot sa criminals. Not because gusto mo magtago ng identity mo. Kasi
kasama na yun. Pareho na yun.
Hindi, as is, hindi ka na
makikilala. No, sabi ko sa'yo, makikilala mo yung tao sa mata, di ba?
So, ah, sabagay, oo.
Kasama na rin yun doon.
Okay, okay, sige. Actually, yung sina Christian Bale na Batman, yun, nag-black din yun eh. May black din yun. Pag nakasuit sila, pero...
Nawawala magically pag wala na.
Yung ano. Pero dito, pag tanggal ng mask niya, meron pa rin, ano, siyempre kasi, realistic kasi. Hindi pa
rin nabugasan
eh. Oo, tapos tumutulo pa, diba? So, ang ano ko lang dito, yung isa na medyo na-off ako. Alam mo yung feeling na, ano, pag may kausap kang bata, tapos hindi nagpo o hindi nagkuya sa'yo, parang walang ganang to, bastos to, ha?
Bakit?
May ganan ako yung... May scene kasi na nag-uusap si Alfred at si Bruce Wayne. Tapos, parang sabi ni Alfred, something, Bruce. Eh, syempre, ang alam kong Alfred laging, Master Bruce, Master Wayne. Noong tinawag niya ng Bruce, parang, bastos to ah. Servant lang to, hindi nag-Master
Ay,
Bruce.
Ay, gabi. Hindi, judgy, servant yun. Lang.
Kasi nga, ang kilala kong Alfred
palagi. It's a different
palagi.
Batman, so it yes. Must be a different Alfred.
Yes nga. Yun yung gusto kong explain sa audience na yung approach pala na tinake ni Matt Reeves dito is yung relationship nila more of parang nagpaka-father figure siya, no?
Oo, kasi...
Hindi siya servant. Mm-mm. Siya, father figure siya. Nung, since nawala ng tatay si Bruce Wayne, mm-mm. Siya yung tumayo yung tatay. So, obviously, kung father figure ka, pwede mo tawagin Bruce lang yun. Hoy, Bruce, ha, ikaw ha, lamalabas ka na naman ng bahay, ha. Namubugbog ka na naman ng criminal, ha. Nagpapaka-vigilante ka na naman, ha. Ayun, so... Father figure nga siya, so...
Alam mo, nung nakita ko silang dalawa on screen, parang gusto ko, mag-British accent na nga lang kayo.
Oo nga, since dalawa naman kayong Brits, no? Mm-hmm. Pero yun, si Andy Serkis din pala, may isang talk show, I forgot which one, tinanong na Jay, parang, so you're now in both the MCU and the DCEU. Which one's better? So, hindi siya sumagot.
Cannot answer that, goodness.
Oo, parang... Hindi, I think ang... Hindi niya sinabi directly pero sinabi niya, sumenya siya na parang Batman. Kasi he's promoting Batman sa interview na yun. So I guess he's contractually obligated to say Batman.
Maliit lang din naman na role niya sa MCU. Oh, he's already yeah. Dead there, by the way, yung character niya. So,
ah, talaga?
Oo, Black Panther.
Ah, okay. So hindi na siya mag-appear.
Eh, hindi ko alam. Kasi diba, meron namang mga MCU na set in the past. Mm. So we don't know.
Okay, so...
Ako natuwa ako sa, ano, sa 90s emo music.
Ah, yeah.
I mean, it felt like, I'm not even sure, but it felt like 90s emo music.
Aside from the one they used in the trailer, na Nirvana?
No, aside from... No, yes. That one, I know it's 90s.
Pero meron pa bang ibang ginamit na song? Meron pa, diba? Sure.
Oo, pero parating, ano, luma. Hindi, I don't think it's current.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like I know it, I just... Hindi ako magaling sa titles kasi ng kanta.
Wait, did they have ano ba here? Smartphones or computers? Kasi kung wala masyado, pwedeng 90s ang setting nito. Kasi Batman, year 2 pa lang eh. So, pwede, no?
Pwede.
Hindi ko maalala kung
parang
there's
wala.
High technology, high tech na ano, stuff.
Parang
here.
Wala.
Parang wala, ano?
Parang wala.
Sige,
there's a telephone.
Parang okay na lang natin sa HBO Go.
Oo, malapit na yata siyang lumabas this month. Pero wala pang date, pa-suspense kasi sila.
Oo.
I called it eh.
What do you mean?
I called it again, the plot. Na his father, si Bruce Wayne, is involved in the... No, Basta before ma-reveal si ano, si Renewal.
Who's Renewal?
Si Renewal fan.
Ah, oo.
'Di ba? Parang 'di ba inisa-isa niya yung villains, 'di ba?
Yung mga involved dun sa fan, no.
So sino pa? Eh yung Riddle niya orphan eh.
Ah, okay.
So parang is it gonna be him? How is it him? Oh, it's probably the father. So I called that.
So even yung part na yun is a big departure from the previous Batman. Kasi ang
may ano bahid lagi, ng corruption ng parents niya.
Parang kawawa naman siya.
Tsaka may mental illness yung nanay niya.
Oo, di ba? Kasi yung before parang
clean eh.
Walang kasalanan.
Malinis.
Yung mga parents pinatay niyo kaya siya naging Batman kasi nawalan siya ng mababait na
yun
parents.
Yun pa din naman. It's just that he discovers na maybe the father naman is not directly involved.
Maybe.
But, you know, I'm sure yung Renewal Fund, baka that's really for may noble purpose na I'm sure na-corrupt or something. But yun nga yung maganda sa Batman na to eh. Maraming refreshing takes.
Mm-hmm.
Na if you think, ang ganda na nung kay Nolan, although maganda pa rin naman yung kay Nolan, especially yung Dark Knight.
Yes, oo.
I mean, sa trilogy na yon, yung Dark Knight talaga yung wow. So, maganda pa rin yun, but you couldn't imagine na someone would be doing something like that and yet so different.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Explain mo nga yung binanggit mo na ano?
Alin?
VR sets. Ano?
Ah.
May mga nabasa ka ba about yung behind the scenes ito? Ano pa yung sasabi mo about?
No, I was kasi, di ba, we watch interviews after watching a movie.
Yeah.
So, I stumbled upon this interview. I don't remember which one it is, but shout out to you. Parang si Matt Reeves yung sumagot na yung interviewer, parang she was wowed by the cinematography, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun pala, they created the sets in VR to see where you're gonna take the shot. Yung angle ng camera.
Ah, parang wow. Ganun. Wow.
And then sabi niya, it's gonna be a technology that's gonna be available, I guess, sa ibang filmmakers then if you want to. So, that's nice.
Wow. Para pag, ano, yeah, para pagdating sa set, hindi na ito magandang angle
so,
to.
So, yung scene na, yung namatay yung mayor, yun ba yun? Yung, well, lahat naman pala ng ano, ng The Riddler nakatape. Basta yung pinag-isipan na, parang ganun. Kasi si Matt Reeves walked na in the VR room to see saan magpapan yung camera, saan galing, saan pupunta, saang angulo, parang ganun.
Oh, I can imagine that. Yeah, that might be a...
You would like that.
A game changer, oh. So, si Matt Reeves ang nag-pioneer nun?
Hindi.
Or, ay, hindi, baka pwede.
Baka sila yung naggumawa nun first na we know. But, hindi ko kasi alam. Kasi
si Jon Favreau, ganun din siya eh. Nagpo-push siya ng
VR?
Hindi. Yung kanya naman yung LED, yung background, imbis na blue screen, LED screen na. Tapos yung mountain nandun na sa likod mo. Nandun na talaga sa likod yung mountain.
But it's the first time I've encountered it in an interview with a director.
Oh, first time ko lang din nakinig.
So, hindi ko alam kung pioneer siya, maybe, but it's really a useful tool for filmmakers.
Oo.
Gusto mo yan eh.
Yeah. Actually, yung Adventures of Tintin, VR yon pero hindi as a tool. Parang yun talaga yung ano niya. Pero ito, as a tool, kasi mag-shoot pa rin sila in the real set. Pero parang lang mas madali yung work kasi naisip na lang yung angle. Hindi na magtatagal sa ano. Sa setup, alam na nila agad. So, yeah. Very good, Matt Reeves. Anyway, so, final note, yung about, ano, Gotham. I know, nadugumihan ka sa Gotham.
Yes, it's like the Robocop city. Ang dumi.
Oh, yung parang Detroit sa Robocop. I think Gotham is like any other, ano, may seedy underbelly and then may rich and affluent.
Wala eh.
Hindi, of course, dito sa movie na to, nag-focus sila doon sa, ano, sa madilim, sa madumi, sa mga warehouse, di ba? Parang ganun yung sets dito. And pati yung bahay ni Bruce Wayne.
Oh.
Parang andumi din.
Hindi, parang ano siya.
Luma.
Hindi mo alam kung luma siya o bago. Pero mayaman naman siya. Pero, I mean, it's stuck in the Gothic era. Yung parang facades or something. Yung mga fixtures and shit. But modern naman siguro sila.
Yung sa Gotham kasi, I don't know if it's just me, pero yung, alam mo yung, hindi kasi ako nanonood ng Sex and the City, pero sa Sex and the City, diba, meron sinasabi na New York is the fifth character. Parang may ganun.
Yes. I watched Sex and the City, all of it.
Does it feel like New York is the fifth character?
Yes, because New York is a city. It's, oh, sige, fine. Sige, ganun na rin ang Gotham. It's like a character. In, oh, okay. I get what you're saying, but it doesn't change the fact na it's really dirty.
And then, what I wanted to say was, ano, yung ganun, kasi hindi ko napanood nga yung Sex and the City, so hindi ako makakanate dun. So, I try to apply that in other movies or shows.
Okay.
Ang pinaka na ano ko lang na the place is a character is sa The Wire, yung Baltimore. So, doon sa The Wire, yun, doon na-feel ko yung Baltimore. Sa, pero, gusto ko din sana sa Batman, ma-feel mo na Gotham is a...
Do you feel
hindi,
it?
Hindi pa eh. Sa kahit sa ang Batman, hindi ko pa na-feel yun na Gotham is
so
a character.
So yun, madumi lang siya.
Oo.
No, maybe it's a metaphor how dirty the city is, but it's so dirty. Filthy. I mean, yung pang wala bang nagwawalis. Wala bang may kailangan ng trabaho na disente namang trabaho ang magwalis ng street or ng daming vandals. It's dirty tingnan kasi.
Oh.
I mean, if you're going for an aesthetic, it's definitely not. Except, siguro, I guess, yung sa Wayne Manor na confused din yung aesthetic. But it looks good naman. Pero if you're going for aesthetic na the city, it's really dirty for me. Tapos hindi pa pala siya nagpe-play ng kakala ko naman kaya mo burning up yun kasi yun yung
hindi, ano?
Yun yung justification mo, hindi pala.
Gusto kong maka-feel ng ganun sana na hindi Baltimore. Ano, with Gotham. Sayang kasi yung ano eh. So kung nadudumihan ka dito,
oh.
Anong opinion mo dun sa Gotham ng video games na Arkham Knight?
Ang dilim din. Dumi din.
I think yun yung mundo ni Batman. Madumi.
Yes. I get naman. I'm not naman complaining. Well, I am. But, I mean, wala naman magagawa dun. Because it is dirty. Ang hirap panoorin kasi ang dumi. I mean, buti yeah. Na lang dark din yung lighting. So, medyo tolerable. Kasi sa RoboCop, maliwanag eh. Tapos, ang dumi-dumi, daming kalat, daming basura. Yung panoorin.
Okay, so yeah, let's go to the ratings na.
Ito pala, since rating na to, spoilery. Spoiler na to, spoiler. Sige, do the honors.
Okay.
Kating-kating ka nang sabihin.
Sige, spoiler. Si Barry Keoghan, singkit na... No,
sa Dunkirk.
Singkit na white boy.
Ah, sa nasa Eternals din pala siya.
Yeah. Oo, sa Eternals din siya. He's apparently the Joker here, no? So,
pero iba yung mukha niya.
Oo nga eh. Final note para before we end.
Final. Parang ano lang. Art director lang.
Si Robert Pattinson pala, nung ginawa niya ito, di ba, ang daming maraming doubters na sinasabi, he won't be able to pull that off.
Why not? It's Robert Pattinson.
Oh, Robert Pattinson is one of the best actors.
Do not of judge his generation. Him in Twilight. Oh. I will always remember him in Twilight. But do not judge him just by Twilight.
He's a really good actor and won't be surprised if he wins an Oscar one day. He's really good. No? So, yung Batman na pull-off niya and parang, di ba, may doubt yung mga tao. Ito ko yung si Barry Keoghan siguro. May mga doubt din yung mga tao. Kaya ba niya yung Joker?
Because, ano, Heath Ledger is left some very big shoes to fill.
Oh. Pero in the same sense na si Heath Ledger, when he started, people doubted him din. Kaya ba ni Heath Ledger? Pretty boy yan eh. Yung Joker. Mm. So, Barry Keoghan might just surprise us. No? So, I hope they do the
next movies.
Oo nga.
I think successful din naman ang The Batman.
Yes. Oh, so, Barry Keoghan, we're watching you. Okay, so, she gave it a 7.9. I gave it an 8.2. That's an average of 8.05. Okay, so, that was our review of
The Batman. Batman.
You can send us a message at thecouchtomato@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on social media at thecouchtomato on Twitter.
You can access the entire podcast archive on the website, thecouchtomato.com.
And of course, you can listen to the Couch Tomato podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and other major podcast platforms.
Also, the Couch Tomato is part of the Pipe Network. Check out other movie and TV podcasts such as Review, 480 TV Pod, and Please Pause.
Thank you for listening. Till the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.